As everyone has undoubtedly heard, Hulk Hogan passed away yesterday at the age of 71, a piece of America. But stay tuned because this is going to be a very different tribute than anyone that you've heard or anyone that you will hear, because everyone in the mainstream media, everyone even in conservative mainstream media, and practically every single conservative YouTuber and social media personality are still quite cowardly when it comes to certain topics. So I will have to take it upon myself to celebrate an aspect of Hulk Hogan's career that they are afraid to address, let alone defend, but I will proudly do so. 10 years ago, he was fired from the WWE after someone secretly recorded him having a private conversation, and then they leaked that to the press, to the internet, where he was talking about how he didn't want his daughter to be sleeping with what he called N-words. It created quite a stir at the time, back in 2015, when liberalism, wokeness, was really just starting to become a pandemic, but he recovered from it, he was re-inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and basically everybody got over it. Well, that is, except for those disgruntled black people who suffer from black fragility. And so they were reminded of his decade-old comments yesterday and took to social media to cry about it. Losers like this who tweeted Hulk Hogan was a racist. And of course, tons of twits on TikTok who were barely 10 years old when he made his comments and only later learned about them, but they had to denounce him and celebrate his death.
You think we care about this? You think we give a... We don't care?
Oh, Hulk Hogan died. Maybe we can get Kid Rock next.
We're not actually mourning this motherfucker's death, are we?
Of course, these clowns have a severe case of black fragility, white guilt, and are obsessed with virtue signaling on the internet, hoping to score social justice points. Others, however, who are big fans or admirers of his work, which includes basically every normal guy from Gen X, people my age, millennials and Zoomers probably don't understand just how big of a celebrity he was. When we were kids, he was the biggest celebrity who inspired an entire generation to hit the gym, take our vitamins, and say our prayers. But the little N-word aspect of his career, his legacy, is something that most people just want to pretend it didn't happen and certainly wouldn't defend. Well, except for me, because I not only will defend it, but I think it actually makes him even cooler. It makes him even more of a real American. I'll let Carmen JC explain.
Let's talk about niggas, because we're all tired of them. Niggas is not a way to describe someone and how they look and their skin tone. It is a way to describe a certain type of behavior that is coming from a certain group of people. Everybody in the country is tired of the nigga behavior, and they're tired of having to walk on eggshells in their own country and act like, oh, but little nigga gonna feel some type of way about me saying this or me doing this or me just being myself, me being proud and white. Gotta worry about what the little nigga say.
If you haven't checked out our channel, you don't know what you're missing. And thankfully, Hulk Hogan survived being canceled 10 years ago, was later reinstated into the WWE Hall of Fame, and normal Americans really couldn't care less that he had an opinion about who he didn't want his daughter to be sleeping with. But I'll go even farther than defending him saying the little N-word and admitting that him saying it, particularly in that context, made him a real American. I will say that if you don't have a group of friends who you can comfortably use that word around, and they don't flinch if they happen to agree with you, what you're saying, if you don't have that group of friends, then your friends are losers. I mean, if you don't have friends that you could be as real as Hulk was talking about certain issues, then you need some new friends. I mean, I probably say it at least a couple times a year myself. In fact, I'm going to say it tonight. We're making a lot of progress destroying political correctness and wokeism, although you're still probably forever going to have to be careful who you use that little word around, because we know that certain people often fly into a violent rage about it, and it can still get you fired at many people's jobs, etc., etc. But here is a segment from South Park of Cartman expressing his sadness that we made such progress destroying political correctness, because now that everybody is being politically incorrect, he no longer stands out as being an edgelord.
You can just stay retarded now. Nobody cares. Everyone hates the Jews. Everyone's fine with using gay slurs.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No, it's terrible. Because now I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
And who can forget Hulk's stunning performance at the RNC last year when he did this?
But what happened last week when they took a shot at my hero? And they tried to kill the next president of the United States. Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
For his entire career, Hulk had been silent about politics, and for a good reason, as he explained here.
Well, brother, as an entertainer, you want to sell tickets, and you really don't want to split your audience. You know, you don't want to say, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. You want all kind of people come to see you perform. I stayed silent for so long. It was killing me. I watched the border crash and burn. I watched the economy crash and burn. I watched Trump's family be compromised. I watched his business. I watched him try to put him in jail. I was silent, and I hardly could hold my tongue. And then when they took that shot at him and tried to kill our leader, that was it for me, brother. I couldn't do it anymore. But that's why I stayed silent, because it was a business decision. It was a weak decision. It was a cowardly decision. But now that's over with, brother. I'm on the team.
He's also on Team Jesus. A few years ago, him and his wife got baptized, and he rededicated his life to Christ. And here he is explaining how he tried to lead Rowdy Roddy Piper to Christ years ago before he died and thought he was unsuccessful until, wait for it.
So we started talking a lot, and he started asking me about my spirituality. He really didn't connect, but he was very curious, you know. He wouldn't surrender. And all of a sudden, he passes away. It wasn't a text message, but it was a text message that was a voice message on the text. You know, so he must have. But this text message came in 2 days after he died. And the text message goes, I'm just loving you, my brother. I'm just walking with Jesus.
I saw that. I'm walking with Jesus today, my brother. Walking with Jesus, loving you and praying for you.
Walking with Jesus and loving you, my brother. I was like, he would have never said that when he was here.
And Terry, he wanted you to hear it, right?
So, you know, when liberals or disgruntled black people are celebrating someone's death, you know that that means their life is worth celebrating. Something else that normal people are celebrating is the opening of Alligator Alcatraz and the deportation of the criminal illegal aliens who have invaded our country. And if you want to celebrate that, get a great shirt and support my work, then head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and order your Alligator Alcatraz shirt. This one is available in two different styles, the large logo on the front, or if you want something a little more subtle, then get the pocket style. There's no pocket on the shirt, but that's what it's called. Also available in tank tops as well, as are all of my designs. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.